Harris K., Illinois. His story appears in the third edition of the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, on page 418. It's called Growing Up All Over Again. A good boy reached adulthood and success without achieving maturity or fulfillment. Defeated by alcohol and pills, he found the way to a new life. Harris's date of sobriety is believed to be 1960. He was a second-generation AA member, taken to AA by a woman whom his father had taken to AA 13 years earlier. He neither drank nor smoked until he was 19 years old. He was an honor graduate in high school and a good boy to whom mothers pointed when their sons went astray. He was awarded a scholarship to a famous Old Eastern college, but began to drink at the end of his freshman year. By junior year, he had to transfer to an easier state university to keep his grades up. He entered dental school, his admission, oddly enough, arranged by a dentist who started AA in Amarillo, Texas. During his first year there, he married. He went through dental school sober for the most part, except that he imitated his father's periodic drinking pattern by getting drunk at a few parties and on vacation. He graduated with honors, but could feel no real responsibility as a father or a husband. Then he served a 4-year tour in the Navy, two of which were spent in the Philippines. He described his life there as a nightmare of periodic binges on alcohol and pills, adultery, unhappy hours at the dental office, seeing my wife give birth to our second child and have several miscarriages, living in a turbulent household, and making continual attempts to be the respected dentist, husband, father, community leader. His return to the United States proved effective as a geographical cure, and he was sober for a while with the help of the church. He had another brief period of sobriety when he went back to his hometown to go into private practice, but it did not take long for the pressures to bring out his immaturity and his insecurity. By the age of 28, he was well established and had been elected president of a civic club, was a deacon and Sunday school teacher, and had a lovely wife and 3 children. His wife was in the junior league, and he was on the board of directors of the local Center for the Mentally Retarded. But he had a queasy feeling in the pit of his stomach, which hinted to him that everything was phony. He had no real peace of mind, nor any gratitude. In less than 2 years, he had lost his practice, his home, his wife and children. He tried the church and psychiatry and finally came to AA. He was 29 when he had his last drunk. During that last drunk, which lasted 4 days, he threatened to kill his children, beat his wife at home and on the church steps, mistreated a child in his office, and ran to a hospital for mental illness to avoid jail. He came to AA simply because there were no other doors held open to him in his hometown. After coming to AA, he was divorced, lost his practice, was legally restrained from seeing his children, went broke, and the dental society threatened him with the loss of his license. Only AA kept him from running away. He went to meetings frequently, listened to tapes, and attended AA conferences. Worked on the 12 steps with other alcoholics and their families. AA gave him a new wife who was also an AA member. A beautiful stepdaughter, a new practice, a new home, a new relationship with his 4 children. Most important, it enabled him to go back and start growing up all over again in all areas of his life. He asks at the end of his story, "Why am I alive, free, a respected member of my community?" And he answers his own question, "Because AA really works for me." It appears that Harris is still living. I was given his full name and hometown. His name is still in the phone book there, twice actually, the second perhaps his son. So I have not revealed his full name or hometown.